Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fit Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
Oh my gosh, what a WrestleMania weekend. The Fig Cave back together here. We were in person. We're still together, but not physically together. And we have a new member. We have a guest co-host, our buddy Chad Miller down in Louisiana. What's up, Chad?
What's up, guys?
I'm much glad to have you on, brother.
What was for dinner tonight, Chad? You always got something good cooking.
Dinner tonight was just some fried chicken and some mac and cheese.
Hell yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Tommy and Nick up in Connecticut, boys. Good to see you again after a fun weekend with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's been so long.
Too long.
Too long.
The one-man gang on your microphone there.
Yeah, he lives here now.
Like that?
Dude, I got that deal on the off the card. Slightly damaged.
Well, gotta love it. We are going to break this week down into two episodes. We're going to do this week. This episode is going to be a full recap of WrestleMania Night 1 and 2, the matches, how it all played out. We're going to go through our weekly purchases and some figure news of all the reveals we saw at WWE World, along with Chad here. So our second episode tonight will be separate, and we will kind of go through the three of us experience at WrestleCon, tailgating with some Fig Cave members, eating a ton of cheesesteaks.
Top Dollar. Don't forget Top Dollar.
Top Dollar coming to our tailgate.
Friend of the show.
My twin brother?
Yeah. He was wandering the parking lot like a lost puppy.
Phil can't talk shit about him anymore.
He's a great guy. He is a great guy.
We're best friends.
Oh, God. I hear that in my sleep now.
As close as me and Omos, but I think you guys are going to make it, you know?
Yeah. Chad, overall thoughts on WrestleMania of watching from home? We didn't get to obviously hear that. It's a totally different experience, obviously. We didn't get to hear the commentators or see anything, you know, as far as the packages that they were showing. But how was the presentation, you know, this new era kicking off with WrestleMania 40?
Night one, it looked cold. That's first off.
Yeah.
It looked extremely cold.
It was a real cold.
But the new opening from the get-go with Triple H doing the voiceover was great. Him coming out to the ring, opening the show, was amazing. The crowd just felt dead because I'm guessing it was cold.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying that.
That's what it kind of felt on TV. It seemed like everybody wasn't into it. The opening match was great, and it seemed like the crowd kind of picked up, but you could tell it was cold.
It was the big, I don't know about where you guys were sitting. It just seemed like you could kind of hear a chant. It was like, what are they saying over there? And it's like, oh, we could start. And right as you're about to start, they stopped. Because it was just, they were like, oh, no one's going to do it with us. I'm done.
Yeah.
And it seemed like you could just keep hearing these spots instead of the whole arena getting into it. Like, cause the whole arena would cheer together, but nobody was chanting together. And that seems like that did come across the TV really bad. So,
they're
gonna rethink these roofless stadiums.
Yeah, I had a couple of buddies message me asking about the crowd, and I was like, I didn't think it was like alarmingly dead. Like, I thought everybody was into it. Obviously, night two, very different. But I kind of said the same thing where maybe it was just because everybody was cold as hell, and or the sound is just going straight up. But I didn't think the crowd was an issue night one until we got back to the Airbnb and I was reading everything online about it. And I was like, oh
yeah,
it's weird that it sounded, you know, that it came off that way.
Were you guys really cold, by the way?
I was fine.
I was cold, but I've felt colder for, I had a lot of libations that night. So I was not feeling.
I definitely been at like crap, like Gillette Craft, you know, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Way colder. I think people had gloves on. It was harder to, you know, clap and cheer when you're all muffled up and bundled up. And obviously, like you said, with the stadium, the sound kind of goes up. But I thought the crowd was pretty good. I don't think there was too much to get excited about that first night. I fell asleep. You were there, Tom.
Because you were bored. That's what it was.
Well, that didn't help, but I had a couple
time travel.
I did time travel. I woke up for the Sammy match, which was good.
It was like as soon as Sami Zayn's music hit, Phil's like, huh? Oh, oh. Phil's
a big ska punk fan, if you didn't know.
It was like Weekend at Bernie's. I was just like, I watched the first match. The Rhea match was a banger. That was a great way to kick it off, I thought. Love that. I think it was well done. The entrances were way better on night two, right? I feel like there wasn't anything really big that happened on night one as far as entrance-wise. They kind of saved that stuff for night two, like the musical stuff. Obviously, little Wayne came out night one.
Some people said that killed it, that like in a bad way, that like Jimmy and Jay, that match when he came out, when Lil Wayne came out, that it just kind of ruined the rest of the night. But I didn't agree with that. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it.
What was wrong with that match? What happened? Are those guys just like the mirror image of each other? So it's like Cody wrestling Cody, basically.
Chad's already shaking his head, man. How did that match come across on TV?
On TV, not good. The crowd seemed dead. The interest for Jay, everybody's doing that.
Yeah.
But
I was doing that for tailgating, apparently. So don't worry about it. It's cool.
It just seemed like after the entrance, like it was just wasn't – the match didn't live up to the hype because they had a great package to open the match, like brother versus brother. I'm my brother's keeper. But when the match actually started, it did not hold up. That was probably, I'm going to say, my least favorite match out of Mania.
Ooh.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I got the same feeling when Matt and Jeff Hardy, everybody was all excited for them when they wrestled at Mania. And I was like, this match sucks. I don't know what everybody else is seeing. But it just made, like Phil said, maybe they're just kind of mirror images of the other. So it doesn't, and you know,
I said
super kick. Yeah, the super kick, it, that kills. I think that kills it. It's just like, you're just gonna do it back and forth 45 times.
yeah. Great. What'd you guys think about the arena? I mean, the stadium. The setup was great. I thought the stage was good. It wasn't like the greatest like thing I've ever seen in my life, but it was great for the entrances. I liked how the
it was far off from last year for sure.
Yeah.
That shit was grand last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably wanted to get some more seats in there. That was probably a big reason why.
Chad, what was your favorite entrance there?
I'm going to be honest with you, Rhea.
Yeah.
To open the show, I was ready to go. Let's start.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, yeah. Dude, she's supposed to be like a bad guy.
Everybody loves her.
And people don't hate Becky. They just love Rhea. It's
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
They're awkwardly intimidated and attracted, you know.
There was a thing going around about her having a huge panic attack right before they went out. So kudos to her for sucking it up. And
who's that? What's the story?
And it done. Rhea Ripley had a huge panic attack. Yeah, I guess before the match. So
she seems like the most confident person in the world. Like I would never think, you know, obviously you can't judge a book by its cover. She's playing a part, but you know, I don't know what she's got the world in the palm of her hand. You know what I mean? She's at the top of her game. So
it's not like she's an Olympic level gymnast that suddenly had panic attacks and, you know, couldn't perform.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for the gold medal.
The Jade Cargill thing was cool. Her entrance was pretty cool. I've seen highlights of that, but that match kind of fell flat. So those three matches in the middle, the Rey Mysterio tag match, Uso brothers, and then the six woman tag kind of dragged that first night down. You know what I mean? It wasn't really.
Yeah, I agree with you on the women, dude. It's just, you're just waiting for Jade. The whole thing was building up for Jade. And it's like,
awesome to see Sami Zayn win the title. That was a shocker for me. I didn't think Gunther was going to lose. I don't know where they go from here. I guess you elevate Gunther to be in the kind of the main event picture against the Damian Priest or Drew McIntyre's of the world.
Do we get the draft before Money in the Bank or after?
I think it's pretty soon.
Is Money in the Bank the next pay-per-view? PLE. Sorry, guys.
Backlash is the next one.
Backlash in France.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. I do love that. It's gonna give all these other, like, not crappy pay-per-views, but secondary PLEs, like a new paint of coat because you know, just something different. It's like that Puerto Rico show was. I don't know what they'll do special for France, but Yeah, when is that draft? I have to get the intern to look that up.
Tommy from legal.
Anyway, it's still Tommy will let us know next week. But that will what do you do with Cody? What do you do with Damian Priest? Because I would think you could have Cody on both shows, right?
Yeah, he's got. Yeah, they got to ride that out for a little bit. Let him be on both shows.
Yeah,
and then kind of slowly simmer. But you haven't, like we've been talking about, there's enough main event guys that you can kind of have fun with on both without them interacting.
The draft is going to be the 26th and the 29th
of April.
Oh, right around. They've announced it already?
Yeah, Backlash is May 4th.
That's right when the Saints are going to make some terrible NFL picks. So that's good.
Hey, good night, guys.
Sorry.
Thank you for having
me. Sorry, Chad. Oh, come on. Don't go
Chad
anywhere.
Chad Miller
don't...
cancels Patreon.
So
spitefully downgrades to the lowest.
Let's move over to night two. Night two was a completely different feel, start. I mean, we were in the club level. I feel like, it's 10 degrees warmer easily. It was not as cloudy. We start with Stephanie McMahon, who got a huge ovation. People were loving to see her back, which is awesome. Started off the night. And I just feel like it was a whole different vibe for night two, because we kind of saw the first half of that story. We saw that tag team match. People weren't too happy with the ending, but they kind of knew what was coming. And now we're getting to the kind of the meat and potatoes here. And it was awesome storytelling the whole night. Every match kind of flowed well.
We kind of skipped the main event of night one, dude. We got to.
Yeah, I mean, the tag team match was good. I don't know. I just
thought it was funny right away. They were like, Rock's not going to engage in anything. They're just going to punch and kick.
Yeah.
Punch and kick. He can't get hurt for a movie. But dude, nobody ever got pinned after the people's elbow. I hated it.
Yeah.
The only part I didn't like was the finish, the very end. I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't like the very end.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to night two.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre winning the title. Then everybody I was with decided to go to the bathroom for some reason. My buddy Matt, Tom, they took my son with them. I'm sitting by myself and I see him going over to CM Punk and I was like, oh, here we go. This is the real shit right now. Talk shit to CM Punk. CM Punk knocks the crap out of him, kind of like he was Jack Perry. And Damian Priest's music hits, cashes in. I'm interested to see what they do here, man. I think you're probably going to give Drew this title back in Scotland and let him win it there, right? In a couple, that's May or June. I think it's June.
He hadn't re-signed his contract, and they say his contract is up after Drew? The Clash in the Castle.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez.
So he better sign a new deal. And if he loses, then I think he's gone.
You think so? Really?
He'd be crazy. He's finally getting hot. He's finally being exciting. But
to circle back on the cash in, so sitting at home, I'm on TikTok. Samantha Irvin went live during the match, and we caught the actual emotion of when Damian Priest came out, and she was in total shock. And that was probably the best part, because to see it, her live, and it's happening. She had the camera on her, but then she kind of panned. You saw CM Punk hit Drew McIntyre with the arm brace, and then that's when you heard Damian Priest music.
I cannot.
I like that she does not want to know the results. It adds such an extra element to her announcing.
Yeah, that's great. I think the announcers are the same way, right? Usually,
I guess usually they know, but she truly does not know, because that's the way she conveys that, when she does announce like Cody and stuff like that is actually, I think, really cool.
She is so freaking great. I don't know how anyone can dislike Samantha Irvin.
I was just going to say, there's a lot of praise going around for her after this weekend. People calling her the greatest of all time already. Do you guys agree? It's hard to beat the Fink.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take a step back. I mean, she hasn't been doing it that long, but the emotion she shows, the passion she has for it, puts her on another level for sure.
Yeah.
You know,
she is fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, the Fink's number one forever, but even Lillian, having to sing after 9/11, it still gets me. That SmackDown still gets me, man. So They all got some shit, but she is fantastic. She was great too.
I like Tony Chimmel. Yeah. Tony Chimmel had a great voice for it too. So
yeah.
Now what's wrong, Tom? What?
What about Mike McGurk?
I don't remember her.
She's like
she's a woman.
She's a woman. Yep, that did like Wrestling Challenge back in the day.
Yeah,
okay. She was there. You guys didn't see her at
WrestleCon. Yeah,
she was at WrestleCon.
Yeah. Yeah,
she was out and not in one of the rooms. She was in the, on the Jabroni foyer.
I was disappointed in this Pride versus Final Testament match. I thought we were going to get a bunch of ECW guys. Obviously, Bubba Ray comes out and referees a thing, but it was flat, man. I mean, it was definitely a go get your popcorn type of match.
Yeah.
Feel the same way, Chad?
Yeah. I went and picked up a pizza.
Okay. There you go.
You left the house during Mania?
Yeah.
That's when I should have. That's when I should have peed.
Yes. Yes.
How far?
It's like 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You're good. Yeah.
Yeah.
LA Knight, AJ Styles was just kind of a slugfest, you know. I think
something different though. Usually AJ's got a little bit of spot fest at Mania, so probably enjoyed punching somebody in the face.
Does he ever win any Mania matches? I feel like AJ Styles has lost like every match at
Mania. Only his title match against Shinsuke, dude. I think.
Yeah, that's the only one.
He beat Shane too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. There you go. Everybody beat Shane. Logan Paul match was great. That three way, I was excited to see how they were going to play Orton off of KO. They had a couple comedy spots in there. You can tell those guys are having fun, but. How'd you guys feel about Logan Paul keeping that title?
I was surprised.
Yeah.
I think the fact there was no dissension really between KO and Randy going into the match, you can't have, you know, it's like whatever. If you have two good guys versus the bad guy wins. Two bad guys versus a good guy wins. Like it.
Yep.
It's kind of formulaic at this point. So,
yeah, we went to SmackDown. I was thinking they were going to plant a seed about KO and Orton against each other, but they didn't. So that was a good sign for Paul. I mean, you want to keep the title on him. He's kind of on the poster for that SummerSlam now because it's in Cleveland. I think he's from there. I'm sure he'll be in a high profile match. I don't know against who, but should be fun. What'd you think of that match, Chad?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm starting to become a Logan Paul fan.
Yeah, it's hard not to, man.
Every time, I mean.
Such a good heel.
Just give me LA Knight versus Paul for the US title. That's all I have.
Oh my gosh. There you go. Let's do that.
He's it's been said before, I didn't make it up. He's why is he that good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that athletic, you know.
It's hard.
He doesn't look out of place one bit in any of these matches, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got two Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in there with two Hall of Famers easily, you know, and you're keeping up, if not like kind of setting the pace against them. So, yeah, you got to give him props. Bayley versus Io Sky was a good match. It was good to see Bayley win. It's hard to go right on before the main event, but any thoughts on this title match before we move on besides Bayley's choice of outfit?
This is the one I want to go back and watch.
I was hoping she brought out the inflatables.
I was thinking like
that was funny.
The side ponytail or something. I was thinking that too. Like, what if she kind of did a throwback? Yeah. Or at least the music, you know?
Yeah.
She has awful, awful music right now. She's still got that heel music. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with her and Rhea as the champions. I like that. I mean, they're probably the two of the best in the company. We'll see what happens when Charlotte comes back. All right, time for the Avengers Endgame story here, main event. This was so perfectly done. So perfectly done. They gave Cody and Roman time in there without anybody interfering. We were almost like, what's going on? Like, is anybody coming down? Like, what is this Bloodline rules thing? And then
start with the entrances, man. The entrances are fire as hell. Like, with those
entrances, Randy. Were amazing.
Randy?
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, how did I skip over that?
I was ready. Like, this is me watching on my phone because I'm on my way home from Philly back to Connecticut, and it just looked unreal. It looked great. So
the entrances were great, and also when they announced them in the ring and like the camera work, like the UFC style camera work now, just a little like touch on it makes it feel a very important. More sports than entertainment. You know what I mean? I love it. The Cody mask, are they going to make a figure out of that? That like kind of skull and crossbone mask or whatever it was. That's awesome. Yeah, so we get 20 minutes or so of them just going back and forth, some 2.5 counts, and then all hell breaks loose. We get Solo in there, and you know, as that seems like the Roman style of like bailout from the Roman when the Solo Sikoa interference. But Cena comes down, the crowd goes crazy. The Rock comes down, the crowd goes even more crazy, and then that Undertaker gong hits, and the roof blows off the link. Just 5 minutes there of like nostalgia. Just all, I mean, I skipped over the Shield. That was the only miscue for me, was the Shield thing, just because it took Rollins so long to come out. I don't know if he got held up somewhere or the music just hit too early or something, but just a great freaking setup for the end of this match.
I was waiting for the glass to shatter.
Yeah.
I was waiting for Austin. Yeah. But
Steve Austin doesn't want to be in the ring anymore.
Guys. Yeah.
You don't think so?
No. I think he just is like, let the kids do it, you know? Which is sad because he would be great, but I think he just doesn't. He's so respectful of the business. He just is like, I don't need to fly in to take spotlight away from anybody.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And the Taker's on standby. I mean, I was so anti-interference in this match. Like going in, but they did it correctly.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. He didn't make Cody look like weak, but like or like it helped him out. It was basically to clear the ring for everybody else. I do like the kind of storyline that everybody's been posting. That Seth offered to be. He said he told Cody, "I'll be your shield," basically. And you know, we see Roman there with the chair. He can either hit Seth or he can hit Cody with it. He chooses to hit Seth, take Seth out. It gives Cody kind of a second win to get back into the match. He obviously amazing pop when he wins. I mean, so much emotion. Samantha Irvin crying, announcing he's the winner. All the guys come down, very, very new generation style, you know, putting them on their shoulders. Crowd goes crazy. I mean, everyone's cheering, dude. I mean, it's just to experience it live, that was worth the whole weekend, you know? Great to see.
Are we going with the idea that this was like everybody that got screwed over by the Bloodline?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was just like, why is LA Knight out there? Everything else fit, and I liked LA Knight, but I was like, why is he out there? But I guess it's like anybody that got fucked by the Bloodline. You're here now.
Yep. Yep. Cena out there. You had Brody Lee's kid out there for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got screwed over by the Bloodline, but
it's Cody's best to do. Cody's like just the default uncle for this young man. It's like it's pretty awesome. Like
it was cool. It was just Cody grabbing the mic, like a live mic after, you know, while I think that was all still on the air, right, Chad? Even like the Bruce Pritchard thing and the Triple H thing, that was all on the air. The Nick Khan hug at the end. I mean, if you didn't think this was a whole fresh restart for the entire company, I mean, goddamn, it was good. It was good to see. It was something different. You know, it wasn't like, you know, somebody else comes down and beats them up, or you know, we're setting up something else. It was really, they really let it soak in, you know, which was nice.
Yeah, a real coronation, basically. Like this is
basically, yeah.
Just really, yeah, really cool. Yeah.
It was kind of sad to see Roman hugging Paul Heyman up the ramp. I've seen some videos of that because I don't think we really appreciate. Yeah. Huh? Solo?
Solo too, right? Is there any other? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a couple of videos of Solo. Yeah.
I don't think we really appreciated what we had. I mean, that was probably, I know they say there's going to be another big storyline with Roman. We haven't seen everything yet, but I mean, I don't think we'll ever see anything like the Bloodline storyline again. That was three, almost 4 years of a slow, slow burning weekly story, which is hard to do. You know what I mean?
Didn't they have a doc come out today on YouTube about the whole transition, the whole story?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I just saw the trailer. I haven't watched it yet, but I did see that it actually, it's supposed to be out today. So, ooh,
was it WWE like production or?
Yeah, backstage. Yeah. Like, it's, you know, they got The Rock in there. How originally, I don't know if they're going to talk about, you know, injuring Cody, but how Rock was going to come back and it was going to be him and Roman. But the Cody thing was just so big. How can they suppress it? So, Rock's going to transition. Wow. So, yeah.
Okay.
Really peeling it back on that one, but.
Yeah.
Hmm. We'll live. We'll see.
They kind of did that when Ultimate Warrior got into the Hall of Fame. They had that like kind of documentary where we hugged Hogan backstage and yeah. all that stuff. It's cool. WWE does the
best. I should have asked Hulk about that when I met him this weekend. But
you should have. You took a picture with him. Yeah. Overall, jealous. I mean, is this the best WrestleMania of all time? Is it too early to call it that?
Oh, I think it's too early.
It's pretty top heavy. I mean, it's pretty. You had the two main events, which were great. You had some good matches sprinkled in there, but you had some duds. I think every WrestleMania does. But I think what this show represents. I got people in my everyday life asking me, like, because they know I went to WrestleMania, and they're like, "Oh my gosh!" Could you, just, you know, people text me when Cody won that I didn't like. My wife's brother, my brother-in-law, does not watch wrestling. Has never talked about wrestling with me. Just text me like Cody Rhodes, like, you know, being on Peacock. I feel like it's such a wider audience, you know. And I was going to talk about this on the other episode. There's so many. Like, you go to an AW show, it's 40-year-old white guys. You know, this is, you're seeing dads with two girls. You're seeing, like, an African-American family. You're seeing everything. Such a mix of people. It's so awesome to see. I mean, the crowd is so diverse. And I feel like the crowd, both nights for us, I don't know about you, Nick, but you were there for night one. That wasn't a slant on you. I just felt like we didn't have any of the smarmy, like, it was just like a football crowd, like a high five, and like everyone was the chance.
Oh yeah, I was like, I was behind. Like, I had a brother, sister next to me. I had a whole family to my right. I had there was kids. It was a whole mix. And dude, even just look at the three rows behind the ring, like those $20,000 seats at one point. Like, uh-huh. That is a mix of people that, you know, some of them like, oh, they got 20 grand. The other ones are like, what? How many credit cards do you have?
Yeah. Yeah, it is awesome to see. And I'd love to see how many girls are like, you know, I saw girls with like title belts, like 10, 12 year old girls, like cheering for Bianca. And like, it's so awesome, you know, like you need that shit. You can't just have, that's why I feel like WWE is never going to stumble, because they are able to reach so many different people now. It's not like just geared to
us. That is years of work of Vince trying to gear towards, we got to have families, because, all right, we already have 25-35s, you know, dudes. Yeah. So let's get some families in there.
And focusing on female wrestling, focusing on building. I mean, you look at some of the talent they have at NXT now, and it's such a wide variety of people. It's not like, God, it's great. So,
but
yeah, great night. I mean,
Stand and Deliver was really good too.
No, I wanted to go to that, but I was not have been able to survive an entire day of wrestling. That it, I heard it was a great pay-per-view, and sounds like NXT last night was awesome. Ivar showed up, Final Testament showed up, he had some cool debuts.
I'm pumped about Ivar getting some action. He's a local guy. Tom, he's been on shows that Tom and I have gone to, I'm sure. But it's cool to see him, you know, if he's going to get a run while other Eric's out, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. How long is he out for? Because I feel like Ivar's been solo for a good better part of a year.
He had another fusion. I think he had to get his neck fused again.
Yeah, he might be done.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sucks. Yeah, it is cool they're using. Sometimes when, like, back in the day when a tag team guy would go out, the other guy would just kind of, like, disappear. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So,
but I mean, we only knew him as a singles guy here. We'd only see him as a tag team when he would do ROH.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, he was just the singles guy. He's the one that he trained Sasha. Is that what we know?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
But if there's one match that you need to go back and watch, is the Triple Threat North American Title match.
Okay.
Oh shit. Okay.
Dijak, Zane Bronson,
Obafemi,
and oh my god, that match! It reminded you of like Keith Lee being in the match, but it was just fast paced, but it was.
I wanted to go to sleep. You wanted me to go to sleep?
No, you did not want to go to sleep. You did not want to go to sleep. It was hard.
So Chad, do you watch NXT every week?
Just about.
This is Obafemi. So he's brand new, though, right? He's like,
I mean, he's been in NXT for maybe 8 months.
Does he look out of place with these guys? I mean, Dijak's another local guy. Donovan Dijak. I mean, it's like he doesn't look out of place at all. He's flowing right in there.
He's flowing right in.
That's awesome.
I can see him on the main roster within a year, maybe next year.
Wow.
He's
that's sick.
And I think
they're doing a good job of using some of those veteran guys down there, like Baron Corbin down there with the tag team titles, Dijak. It's a great, like, just peppering in some guys that can help carry the match. But,
dude,
but
Becky and the New Day going down there in the past year, too.
Yeah.
Love that. I think Trick Williams is a star in the making. Him and Carmelo have kind of been doing some cool stuff. I think the future is bright down there, man. And I
wish Carmelo had 20 more pounds on him.
Yeah, he's a little small.
I wish he was about 6 foot.
Yeah. If he just was a little, I think that's. It's, I mean, you know, they always want to push the small, you know, it's supposed to not matter, but it we know that it does just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I mean, they created this WWE speed title, so I could see him kind of
the Ricochet Championship Wrestling.
Yeah.
Except Bronson Reed's in that tournament, you know, that was out of place for me, but I do like that. I think that'll be good for kids and kind of people that with social media, like the younger
folks. Oh,
yeah,
it's made for social media. Yeah, perfect. Exactly.
Yeah.
They taped one of the matches while we were at SmackDown. I forget who was even in it, but it was a guy with a mask from NXT. I forgot his name.
JD McDonagh.
I was busy buying a $33 Red Bull vodka.
JD, what's that?
I was busy buying a $33 vodka Red Bull.
Wow.
God damn.
I think that's Ixion was in that match.
Axiom.
He won the tag team titles tonight, Axiom and Nathan Frazier. So, enough about NXT. Great pay-per-view. Great stuff. I think people are going to want to... I think Cody's going to make people want to tune in every single week now, you know, to see what happens. I'm just worried about if he takes a pay-per-view off, what's our main event? You can't have Damian Priest main event.
Cody's not doing the Roman schedule. He's too into it.
Yeah.
Even that one pay-per-view where Triple H wasn't there, and then you said Cody go out there and do the numbers. Like, it was like, oh, he's already the heir apparent to take over at some point, you know?
Yeah. And I think even if he doesn't defend the title, you put him in a tag team match with, you know, somebody against Judgment Day or whatever to kind of further a feud. But I just think with Triple H at the helm, I think this is really going to be... I think wrestling's cool again. I think it's going to be something people that are casuals that have never watched it before are going to get into it now, because, you know, it's entertaining. They're not just giving us what we want either. You know what I mean? They're doing what's right for the stories.
Making us earn it by like making us watch, making us, you know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Even my coworker who's like kind of into it, you know, he's like, let me know when they're around. I want to go.
Come here. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, my brother-in-law, sure. Our future brother-in-law, he said, I took him to the Major Pod show, and he said, dude, I think I'm into this. He watched night one. He's like, where do I start? That's what he said. He said, where do I start? So maybe I'll do a little poll in the Facebook group, but how would you explain wrestling to him? Like, what could he, bite into?
It's tough.
I might just have him do the Cody docs, or the Cody documentary that came out last year.
Yeah, I don't think you can go back yet to like WrestleMania. You can't show them like
WrestleMania
9 or 10. You gotta give them the background on the guys from today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they can go back and watch some of that older stuff. Yeah. So good shit, man. We picked up a lot of new stuff, a lot of weekly purchases this week at WrestleMania. Yes. Are you ready for that, Tommy?
Weekly purchases? Yeah, let's do it.
Chad has none because he told me Target and Walmart got nothing for him.
No, I got something.
All right. He's always got something up his sleeve.
Grab that pile, Chad. Let's go. Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money.
All right. Our favorite segment of the week. We are sponsored by our buddies at Ringside Collectibles. Use code FIGCAVE for 10% off. We met John, I met John from Ringside for the first time.
Close personal friend.
A great guy, Tom. A great guy. So nice.
Wait, hold on. How many times is Lamar MVP?
He was twice. He's been MVP twice in the NFL. Like,
I think all of Philadelphia knows that now.
Yeah, I was a little drunk, Chad. I was talking a little bit of shit about their football team up there. But it's enough.
Dude, you got to be careful. Like, if you're in New York and it's like the Mets or Jets fans, like, they can't defend themselves. But other towns, like these guys might be able to throw, you know. So you gotta be concerned.
I was worried for Phil's safety for a couple times.
I'm a teddy bear. Come on. Where was I saying? Oh yeah, John from Ringside was great. Very complimentary of what we do here on the show. I said, are you sure you're talking about the Fig Cave, right? He said, yes, talking about the Fig Cave. You guys are doing good work. So thank you, John, for the kind words. WrestleMania sale might still be going on up at Ringside Collectibles. They usually give that a couple of days to breathe. But if not, they always have sales going on. They got the new Cody Ultimate with Sammy and KO. I think that's the Ultimate 21s up there for pre-order. They have a bunch of new stuff that we'll get into. Wait, are we doing reveals? Let's do weekly purchases, then we'll do reveals at the end. Yeah. How about that? Because you already played the music.
Yeah.
Chad, you're the guest. You go first.
Well, going through Walmart, found Brock Lesnar.
Oh.
$10 on clearance.
$10
$10 What? Wow.
What?
Yeah.
Chad, I'm jealous, dude.
What?
Yeah.
They only had one?
That's the only one I found. I went back on the aisle, dug through. I saw a ton of Jeff Hardy's that were still regular price. I scanned them, scanned Brock, and it came up $10
Wow. Damn.
Wait, that white box Jeff Hardy?
Yeah.
Ultimate? Damn.
Yes.
That's 8 months old?
Yeah, it's been
around. Yeah, and it's still $32.97
If anybody needs the Brock or RVD from that set, hit me up because that's the one that I would not cancel the pre-order because they screwed up the price. So a very, very brother price for the Patreon or for Fig Cave listeners.
And nice. Then from Phil, the CM Punk Chase.
Oh, yes. I'm glad it got there safe.
Yes. Yeah,
really appreciate it. And last but not least, picked up the final two to the puzzle.
Oh.
Baker and also.
Oh, God. Good. Nice.
So you find them in store or did you grab them from Palmart?
In store. Nice. Guy was unloading a pallet and it was a case.
Damn. Nice.
Still hadn't found the shipper. It was just a case.
Huh. Well, that
shipper is sitting in the back of that store somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I don't think every store got the shipper.
No, I don't know. I think only the ones near me got it.
I only know one store
in Connecticut, south of Hartford, that did not get it.
Huh. The crazy part about it, the case is literally three Hogans, a Hall, Taker, and Austin.
That's crazy. Wow.
That Hogan. And all the restock, yeah.
And I've been on the hunt. I'm pretty sure y'all saw it that. The Then Now Forever 4-pack has been popping up in Ollie's, and I haven't found it.
Well, I'll be on the lookout for that for you, brother.
Oh, Michael Anum will have it. Michael Anum will get it. His Ollie's gets everything. So.
He is the Ollie's whisperer.
Yeah, because I would like the other, because I have the original, the band one.
Me too.
I would like the other one too.
But that's about it. That's all I got for this week.
It's a good haul. Tom, you want to start us off?
Sure. So right before we left, I hit up a Walmart, and I found two of the superstars I've been looking for, Doink the Clown and Andre the Giant. They only had one set. They had the Hogan. What's the third one? Oh, that's it. It's the Hogan. There's only three in this set. Hogan,
yeah.
Andre, and Doink. So very happy to cross them off my list. I actually skipped the Hogan because that's before my time when it comes to Hogan. Speaking of Hogan, while we were at WrestleCon, I grabbed this Junk Shop Dog Sifubi from our friends over at J&J. We opened this because it's got that package that's like the retros where you can just slide it up.
Resealable, yeah.
Yeah, and all of us were kind of surprised. I thought these were rubber. And they're actually hard plastic. The arms move. The hair is very gold. But I was super impressed with these. And J&J gave me a good brother price.
Man, it was great to meet those guys, J&J.
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot of good things to say about them in part two of this episode. Yeah, very excited to get this, very happy with it. Also on their shelf, they had early bird specials. If you went over to their booth early, they had certain deals. So I grabbed this Sid Justice for $15. Thinking, hey, maybe I can get it signed. He's supposed to be there. I never found him.
I don't think he was.
He was on the list, but I think he was one of the few.
I'm gonna post that in the major pod if anybody actually did see him or not.
Probably at a softball game.
Yeah.
came home and I had my official retro ring waiting for me. I haven't opened it yet. I'm gonna put my superstars in this, and then from our friends over at Wrestling Collector Shop. I had two new pre-orders waiting for me. I had the X-Pac SummerSlam and the Lex Luger.
Man, I'm torn if I should upgrade my new gen collection to that Luger. That thing looks nice.
It is. It's very nice. Very nice.
I think I have that sign, so shit. I have that big blue box signed.
What big blue box? I'm not upgrading
anything. The what's that? The
Oh, the Luger. Oh, you're talking about the Luger.
Right?
Okay.
USA Lex, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that is a big box.
And then at WrestleCon, I got my Blue Meanie Figure Collections Bone Crushing Wrestler signed.
Nice. That looks great.
He said, Tom, say hello to the blue guy. I got Arn Anderson done. My classic superstar. Terrible autograph, but it looks
what
like
a sig.
It looks like my dad wrote it.
He used his foot or his hand for that?
Dude, his hand was shaking when he wrote it.
Oh, well, then I feel bad.
Yeah, you should, Dick.
Son of a bitch.
He's an older dude.
And then we'll talk about this in our review episode of WrestleCon, but there's a little sticker shock with this one. Farouk, Ron Simmons, signed my APA Legends, but paid way more than I was expecting to pay. I did grab the Macho Man WrestleCon exclusive. They are no longer in my possession because I sold them all for $200 each. I got four of them and sold them for $200 each. So, couldn't pass that up. That up.
Very nice.
I sold a pair on eBay, sold one locally, and then I'm keeping one. And then, but I got two more special ones on ready to go. So
that's nice. You got a lot of stuff, Nick. Let me go real quick because I don't have too much. This was a special thing. My son gave me this Boogeyman Elite for Christmas. We met him at WrestleCon. Nicest dude ever. Totally in gimmick, totally made up. Had all his accoutrements with him, the clock and the stick and all that stuff. It says, to Dad Phil and son Nash, I'm coming to get you. Talked to my son for a while. Scared the hell out of him at first because he stared him down for like 10 minutes. And my son was a little scared, but he got over it. Got this from my buddy Tommy Paradise. This is from Squared Circle Expo. Signed X-Pac Legends figure. Thank you, Tommy. I got two Ted DiBiase signed. Tell you the story on how he tried to screw me, but I didn't let him. But bada bing, bada boom, I got the Jake the Snake Roberts legend signed while I was there at WrestleCon. I got this Macho Man. I did not sell mine. I got the Macho Man big rubber guy in the green. WrestleCon, 1 of 500, they're saying it's a limit. Got some programs, got some WrestleMania cups. I got a cup for Will Boberg. Asked for a souvenir cup. I didn't find any of the WrestleMania Primes. I was hoping to get some of those. None to be found. Some other people found them. We did not. Did you see anybody giving them out, Nick, when you left Mania on night one?
No, everybody said it was whatever that front main entrance was. But, I mean, wherever you sit, you get funneled out one way. So, I don't even know what that
means. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was weird. So, that was it. I have the Nitro Ring coming. Oh, I did get... let's see. From ringside, I got the new LA Knight. This is for my son. I didn't put it away fast enough, and he saw it down here on my desk. So I'm a freaking retard.
You can say that. Come on.
I'm a freaking idiot. He will. He'll get this eventually. And then, of course, I got the Executioner for my new gen collection.
I gotta get that.
If anybody wants the Terry Gordy head, I don't really have any use for it. I'll sell it to you for $5 or something. Pretty cool figure. I mean, he was around for a cup of coffee.
You gonna keep the belt or you gonna flip that belt?
There's no belt. That's what I was wondering.
Came with the UWF belt. No, that's just the picture?
That's what I thought too. Yeah.
Oh.
I was all confused.
Belt's gonna be worth a few bucks, but I think he's gonna come with Big Bubba, right?
Is that coming with the
it comes with Boss Man.
Yeah,
Big Bubba.
Yeah. He's the chasing it. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, so yeah, I was confused too because I was gonna pop that thing for $10-15 to somebody.
I would hold on to that thing's gonna sell, man.
Yeah, you think?
When those legends hit $7, dude, that belt's gonna be worth plenty.
Hell yeah. Eric Bischoff Nitro Ring coming tomorrow from Ringside Collectibles.
Nice.
So I'll have that to take pictures of, and a lot of stuff went up for pre-order. I haven't pulled the trigger on anything yet. But Ringside has a bunch of new stuff, so we'll talk about that on the next episode. What do you got, Nick?
Okay. This is excessive. I might save some for next week. I had a plan. Like, everything was based on, you know, we went to WWE World, as we'll talk about, and they had free autograph sessions. So, okay, who has an Ultimate that I need to get signed? Who's, if I get a free signed Ultimate, I'm in. And WrestleCon, who's got an Ultimate? That's also my next goal. So, and then everything was scheduled around that. So I'll go through my other signed stuff, then I'll do the Ultimates. With all these people jacking up the prices, you know who didn't is a guy who could probably charge $100 for a combo, Danhausen. So I got the Danhausen Chase signed.
Did you get a picture with him too, or no?
I did. Yeah, I'll post it. He's so cool, man. I was like, hey, I appreciate you not jacking up your price. Like, I was like, some of these guys are just complete douchebags about this. He's like, no, man, I got to keep it affordable. As I heard that he did a signing with someone who's making not great retros. And they try to jack up the combo price, and he freaked out. He was pissed.
Wow.
He made him adjust it back. So I did his combo. He did not have a combo, but I did meet Dustin Rhodes. So I got a gold dust. He wrote Keep Steppin', which was a big thing for me when I had some weight loss. It's such a simple statement, but I really, really enjoyed hearing that. So I talked about it. He's like, oh, of course I'll sign it that way. So I made a custom battle pack for the Major Pod. Cardona hates signing the Hype Bros 2-pack. So what I did is he talked about the pod, how Mojo is a piece of shit. So I replaced Mojo with fake poop and revealed it to him at the show. And he was dying laughing. So I think it's on their TikTok or something like that. So he wrote Hype Bros suck, Matt Cardona or Zack Ryder.
And you had a fake cave shirt on while you're doing that, right?
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was wearing I had to wear a J. George.
Stapleton had one on.
Stapleton did. I bought a J. George shirt specifically for that show. Because he's awesome. I got this week. I did not get a WrestleCon, but Sting Defining Moments, courtesy of Tommy.
Nice.
Paradise.
That was from Squared Circle Expo.
Yep.
2 hours of my life waiting for that.
You'll be all right.
I survived. It wasn't
one of the free elites. What I got to get signed was Andrade. Horrible, horrible signature, but super nice to talk to, even for just for a few seconds. So he just scribbles letters, and I don't know any of them are.
We watched you and Nash get your autographs from him. Yeah, I obviously you said his autograph sucks, but he looked very appreciative of everybody coming up to like get his autograph.
Oh yeah, he was. They got to do something with him this time, man. He looks like $1 million, man.
He does. Yeah. He does.
Yeah. A special guest at the Major Pod show was Finn Balor. I had missed his autograph session earlier in the day, so I ran down to Josh Stapleton's car, grabbed this, and caught him on the way out. And he had just said how the Jack the Ripper Finn is his favorite, so that's the one I got signed.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So I got a selfie, which I look terrible in. I will not repost that.
I'll show you guys. No, I'm just You didn't get the Ultimate signed by him?
I have it. I've had it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I thought about it because there's a corner dented on the one that I have that I thought I was getting redone. The Miz, who I was super pumped to meet, he would not write "my balls are massive" on it, but he did write "I'm awesome." I got that JSA'd immediately, so pumped to meet him. Don't worry, guys. We're almost there. Almost there. SCX last week. Tom got this done. Tyler Breeze, a fun signature, wrote it in pink on his fashion police. Yeah. So I already had Dango, who literally just wrote Dango.
Dango. I hate wrestling.
Yeah, I hate wrestling. I bought this at the High Spot Superstore because he does not do signings. Cesaro got a good deal on that in a defender. I think it was $60. Yeah. So. In yellow, I don't know why.
We'll talk about that High Spot Superstore on the Fig Cave Night 2.
Okay.
Episode.
Now my Ultimates from SCX, freshly signed, fresh out of the box. Although they all have the same dent in the top corner, because some horrible packing over in China. Eric Bischoff is signed and ready to go. I got to find a defender for that. ripped me off of the table. $30 for an autograph, except if you want this signed. An extra $40, $70 to sign the Gobbly Gooker. And he actually misspelled it and wrote Goobly Gooker.
Ugh.
Thanks, Hector Guerrero. And Chavo, trying to justify the price, was like, dude, get this, are you fucking kidding me? He said, will you get a picture? I was like, I don't want a picture.
Unless he's wearing the outfit.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Jimmy Uso was free on Sunday. I heard that it's not fair that I got this. So if Nash wants to fight, let's fight. But I had Jimmy Wright hot route from that backstage segment where he was saying he ran an audible and he had to run the hot route. So he was dying laughing.
Fair.
Yeah. So. Two left. Two left, guys. Two left. The countdown's on. Lashley, he was a day one signing. So nice big signature. I forgot to ask to write the Almighty, but whatever. It looks great. So.
We'll get on the next episode. We'll get into how much money you have saved by getting all these autographs for free at WWE World, because it's in the hundreds of dollars.
You just have to stand in lines and hurt your horribly gouted feet for hours and on end. And my last one, I did do the combo. Ronda Rousey. I wrote for an inscription, and apparently, just writing to my daughter is the full inscription I was allowed. So, whatever. Ooh. I wrote to Marley Ronda Rousey. I was hoping she would be the baddest baby on the planet or something fun.
That autograph looks like a find it maze on like a restaurant menu.
I thought I
got her book today. I picked up her book from one of the signings I was supposed to go to, and same sig. So it's cool.
I thought you were having her keep your hands off my sweatpants, Nick.
Yeah.
No, I.
Sandy Hook's not real.
She just said it out loud. She said it out loud that I couldn't do it, but. Yeah. Also, collector shop. I got the two Chelsea Greens, LA Knight. And from Jazzwares, what's that?
Trying to do the Chelsea Green shush thing.
Oh, I was like, what? Well,
you spill
I was
your
like,
beard?
We're live, pal. I can't just be shushing. And the last from the Jazzwares vault, I got Alistair and Claudio.
Nice.
Not Kenny.
Oh, very nice.
Not Kenny.
Not
so.
Kenny.
Not Kenny. Not Kenny Vicious. So Kenny. Don't worry about it. Oh, and then I did the Sofubis just like Tom did. And also, we got some photo ops, which Tom already shared. So
we'll talk about
Tom and I did. I went to prom. It looks like we are at a 20-year reunion. Okay. And the two hot chicks took pictures with us.
No Trish pop from what? Heather. No pop from Heather for that. She goes, it took me a minute to even realize who she was. Like, what?
Wow, really?
We got a picture with the Stinger with the Fig Cave and Nash making a jerk. Ruining it.
I look good
exactly what I would have done when I was Nash's age. It's cool.
I don't know why I look so good in that picture. And I am wearing a Fig Cave Carhartt shirt. My son's covering up the logo, so that's great.
But you know what you do is me and Tom are just gonna what am I doing? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I can just crop that brother out. So and the I gave it away. My final one was a heavily discounted picture with Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
I said brother so many times. I won't tell the story, but I did not pay full price. We'll just leave it at that.
So jealous.
What did he say to you?
I just was like, hope you ever get a weekend, brother. He said,
you didn't tell him Chad was coming on the show, did you?
He
wouldn't like
that. He said, that's a bearded brother. I just was trying to see how many. Dude, Alejandro Contreras asked him about IcoPro.
Yeah.
He was like, did you use IcoPro?
Well, you remember what it tasted like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Alejandro, one of the bright spots of the weekend, for sure.
I was just upset, though. I always wear, like, a black shirt, so, like, the picture is, like, kind of timeless. And I'm wearing this bright green University of Hawaii rainbow shirt, so.
Yeah, it looks good. It's different.
But the shit, man. That was quite the haul. That's not even – I still got more, but that's okay. It for today.
Save that for next week.
Yeah.
All right, we have a ton of reveals from Ringside and from Mattel at WWE World. We will try to do these as organized as possible. Tom does have some photos. We'll go off here on the video version for you Patreon subscribers, but bear with us. This was one of the first reveals of the weekend. This is, you can see in the background, it's the Bushwhackers from the Survivor Series set. I don't know if we'll have a better picture of that, but we'll touch on them. Then when they teamed with Mabel and Mo and Doink. But in the front here, obviously, the two, I don't know if this is a two-pack, This is Mosh and Thrasher. Where will this be sold? I don't know. This is from Mattel, obviously, Elites.
Mattel Creations.
Exclusive. Mattel Creations?
Yep.
Nice. Okay.
According to Major Pod. According to Major Pod, this, the Dudleys, I don't think the Bushwhackers, but these and the Dudleys will be on Mattel Creations.
The ECW Dudleys and these. Okay. Oh, these are great. The skirt look awesome. The shirts are perfect. Love the gold title belts. The faces are super authentic. A great look. This is a must buy for a lot of people. And I know the packaging will probably be pretty awesome too.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody picking this up? What are you guys thinking?
Chad? I'm definitely grabbing these.
Must have.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll get a ton of elites because their looks didn't change all that much as Headbangers. But these are cool. Yeah. You touched on those ECW Dudleys. We already saw the From the Vault ones with the kind of the red camo. These are more like tie-dye Dudleys from their ECW days. Those are a two-pack from our friends at Mattel Creations as well. We'll see when those go up. Somebody was saying that Cody Mattel Creations, that's a two-week pre-order right now. It's not going to be – no, I'm sorry. CM Punk two-week pre-order is not going to ship till 2025.
I think I heard like May of 2025.
That's crazy, dude.
Especially for such like a basic figure.
Yeah, what's the detail that takes that long, but whatever.
The scan, I guess? I don't know, but
wonder if they're going with literally like, okay, it's about a year, but if it doesn't ship by Chinese New Year, then you got the extra 6 weeks. Like, let's just add the cushion.
I was talking to Ravishing Robert from Mattel, and he said confirmed that those Doink Bushwhackers will have the normal heads. So they will have your normal Bushwhackers heads in the package. They will have the Doink heads on them if you're an MOC collector. And the Build-A-Figure for that line is a suited Adam Pearce, Raw General Manager Adam Pearce. So a little info I got from my journalism hat on there. It was tough to, if I didn't have a 9-year-old with me, Chad, I would have been much more on top of asking these guys questions, but it was tough. He was wanting to buy all the $40 elites he could buy at that place.
Were they all that expensive?
They were like 35 and change. I forget how much exactly.
Oh, because I saw the Paul Bearer chase. And I was like, I might grab this. And when I saw the $35 price, I was like, no, I'm not grabbing shit.
We went back
but on Monday. I don't know if that was like because it was the chase or it was just all over that expensive.
We went back on Monday. All they had was like a wall of Trish Stratus elites. That's it.
What, the old one, the 88?
No, the WrestleMania.
Oh, the WrestleMania. Yeah.
Oh, they still had the 88. Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right, what do you want me to just read off the list here and you'll pull the picture up? Is that what we're going to do?
I can go the best I can.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, there's the Bushwhackers, Dudleys.
This is Fig Heel. The Survivor Series. Yeah, thank you, Fig Heel. This is from the Survivor Series set as well. This is War Games. I don't know if it was 2022 or 23, but this is the Dusty Tribute shirt for Kevin Owens. We know these Imperium tag team. That's a Mattel Creations as well. So I guess they're doing a lot of tag team two packs on Mattel Creations.
Yep.
Which I'm not mad at. I mean, I think they would probably sell, but pretty cool. Those guys have their Imperium shirts on. Got to pair them with the new Gunther. So that's cool.
That dude's legs are not that big.
Which
they
one?
They should not have the same legs.
Ludwig Kaiser? No.
That's a stick, bro.
Yeah. He's pretty skinny. He's cut. Like a julienne salad, man. Shredded, dude. That Usi, honorary Usi. So yeah, that is from Survivor Series 2022.
Yep.
When they went against Kevin Owens and whatever who he was with. I might have to get these Bushwhackers because
that's new gen, bro.
Is that
with the Doinks? Yeah,
Doink heads, yeah.
No, that's like 93.
That isn't that new gen.
New gen.
Not to me. I do 94.
Oh, you're very specific in your new gen?
I am.
Strictly 80s Joel. All right, guys?
Strictly 80s Joel. For me, it starts with WrestleMania 9 starts new gen. I mean, WrestleMania 10. But I probably get them anyway. Cool. Will they do a Mabel, do you think? A Mabel Doink?
Oh, that'd be sick.
They have to, right?
I would think so.
I mean, couldn't you just take this one of these heads and put it on?
Oh, that would look normal, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's what he wore, right?
Yeah, but the proportion of the head, I mean, Mabel's got a 20-pound head. All right.
And you can buy my 3D pen. We'll add a little extra white to the top of that.
We saw the LWO5 pack. None of these people are still in the LWO anymore, which is not good. But
well, none of them are good enough to meet to wrestle in WrestleMania with them. So,
yeah, true.
Here we'll go to these, the Legends.
Yeah, these are Legends Elites. Some of these are Greatest Hits. Some of them are Ultimates. Some of them are Elites. It's kind of hard to go through here, but this, I believe, this is an Ultimate Legend. Go back. Vader. That Vader is a Legend Target exclusive Ultimate Edition. So that'll come out probably after there's a Dusty Rhodes they showed here as well. After the Yokozuna, which comes out in the next month or so. So they're chugging along on those Legends Ultimates. So that's nice. Then we had a Booker T. This is probably in the Greatest Hits or the Vault. I believe Greatest Hits. This was a really expensive figure for a while. This King Booker.
Yeah, this is like Hall of Fame.
It's a great figure too. I mean,
yeah,
we haven't gotten this Booker in a while. So that's with the big scepter and the crown. Then we have an IRS Greatest Hits, which a lot of people missed out on. Comes with those glasses that are easy to lose and the tiny little briefcase. And what I always think, go back to that. I always think there's a smudge on his shirt, but that's like his initials. Smallest monogram ever.
Do I have that? Oh, good. I don't have to buy that. I think I have it already.
Yeah, Tugboat in the Greatest Hits, Legends, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what those. Why do we have From the Vault and then we have the Greatest Hits too? Is that like a Walmart? Greatest Hits is Walmart?
Greatest Hits is Target. And
No, it's not. I see this Walmart.
The Legends Greatest Hits are.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh. But then there's the Greatest Hits.
Regular.
Too many different.
I think
things.
I think the Legend Greatest Hits is going to be minimal, and then you have the Greatest Hits just Elites that are everywhere,
mm-hmm.
including Best Buy, and then
yeah.
But I do like the From the Vault.
That's a throwback Ultimate Warrior with the Intercontinental.
That's gotta be a Greatest Hits too.
Yeah, that's Greatest Hits. A Warlord. That's a Greatest Hits too. That's an awesome figure. That was like that. Elite, like 50 or something like that. You showed that Big Bubba Rogers. That's up. That was up for pre-order while we were there. That's a Target exclusive Legends Elite. Comes out in an upcoming set. That's a Yokozuna Ultimate Edition. That's also a Target exclusive. That should be hitting, I think, Chad, you said in the next 2-3 weeks, right?
Should be 2-3 weeks, yeah.
People are starting to see it already, great. Right?
Yeah, it's been found in California.
It has a nice. Chase version with the white diaper. And then you have the Ultimate Edition render for a Dusty Rhodes. Comes with three heads, a nightstick, his like little Shawn Michaels type hat, polka dot shirt. It's going to have a raised, birthmark. On the side. So very, very detailed. And this is awesome. I mean, it's somebody we definitely need to have in the Ultimate Edition. I was happy. I mean, I'm not excited about all the Ultimate Edition figures coming out, but I think they did right with this. They got some top guys coming out here. So,
top guys.
Yeah. Top guys.
Here's some more Ultimates.
We got a Fan Takeover Seth Rollins. That's from the Clash at the Castle in his Elton John-inspired outfit with the flames and the wings. That is going to be an Amazon exclusive. Watch out for that. These are already up for pre-order. This is the Outsiders Hall and Nash. And these should be shipping in like the summertime. This is going to be a two-pack similar to the Usos from Ringside.
Unless you slacked like me and ordered them today, and I'm on back order number one, which is late September.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God. I feel so bad for you.
Pre-order day one.
Day one-ish pre-order.
I'm not pre-ordered it anyway, so that's all right.
Greatest Hits Ultimate Edition, which is a redo of a Target exclusive Ultimate. He has like now blue trunks. So now they're changing up these Greatest Hits Ultimates, which I'm not a fan of.
I think they only had to because it was a Target exclusive.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. That makes sense. Gunther, which he is part of Series 22, which is going to be John Cena, Jey Uso, and Gunther. That's the next series that will go up for pre-order soon because we know 21 is already starting to ship to people. At John Cena with the baby blue Never Give Up shirt. And you got the slick-backed dad bald spot haircut going on. While you're looking to find the pictures, Series 23 Ultimate Edition is going to be LA Knight, Rey Mysterio, and Dirty Dom Dom. So we're going more current day guys here in these last Series 21, 22, and 23. Not a single legend there, but now that we have those Legends Ultimates, I don't know why we need to get a LA Knight Ultimate already, but you know he's gonna sell. That Ray looks great. And this is Dirty Dom with like the full entrance jacket, has the Rey Mysterio mask from last WrestleMania.
Don't think it needs to be the first Judgment Day person in there.
That's true. We need a Rhea way more than we need a Dom. Yeah. But...
And a JD McDonough.
Comes with handcuffs too, because he got arrested.
He comes with handcuffs?
Yep. Okay. Dom does. Yep.
Wow. When you pull it up here, Series 24 is going to be a Bray Wyatt Ultimate Edition. That's it. With the that was the Slim Jim Mountain Dew Inferno dog collar match with LA Knight.
His last match.
And then Series 25, the Great Muta coming to the Ultimate Edition line. We just saw a great render of this. We'll spit the mist. Somehow they'll get that working, which will be awesome. And Damian Priest, the bisexual Undertaker, is in Series 25.
Go ahead.
I love it. I love seeing a Great Muta. That was a shock.
That's probably the one figure I'm the most excited for from the whole weekend.
Yeah, please do it right. But it's Bill McKee. Dude, Bill's going to go crazy on this.
Oh, yeah. They've been working on that for a while, I'm sure. Imagine a Jushin Thunder Liger and a Great Muta Ultimate. Jesus. Get me boned up. go to that picture with the this is the From the Vault there with the Wise Man, Paul Heyman. You got the D-Generation X, Road Dogg, and Billy Gunn elites. The Shawn Michaels, the Rikishi, Shawn Michaels DX with the green and the black. These are all on ringside right now from the vault. I don't know when this when's that Rocky Maivia? What is that placed in?
Which Rocky Maivia?
Rocky Maivia. Go back one picture.
Wait, like his debut?
Yeah.
That's from that four pack. That Chad was talking about. That's at Ollie's right now. Hogan, him, Becky Lynch, and Austin.
Yeah, because they had kind of like a bloodline display here with a bunch of guys. So,
yeah,
that makes sense. Retros. We saw Brother Love making an appearance for the retro line. I don't know if we saw much else besides him as far as retros coming up. We just had those Mattel Creations retros that were announced. You can go to those Superstars figures. We have a Kurt Angle, a Tatanka, and a Brutus the Barber Beefcake coming out.
Slash Brutus the Barber, right?
Yeah, yep. And it will transform into a Zodiac, which is cool. Big Boss Man in this like 90s, late 80s gear, and then a Razor Ramon, which is the standard, and the Chase. The Chase will be the long pants Razor Ramon, which he wore, I think, once on a house show. So, or a dark match or something, so you can wrestle him against the cane with the
cape.
With the cape,
they just posted mock images of the Boss Man, Kurt Angle, and Tatanka today.
Oh, that's good. Oh. So those should be up on Paul Mart soon.
Probably so.
It's good. Those are some basics there. Looks like we got a Roddy Piper. We got a click on that. A translucent John Cena. Like a you can't see me John Cena. It's funny, we were looking at the display. I was talking to Steve Ozer and they had like a Rocky statue, but I don't know if it was like a Roman. I couldn't see who it was, but it was like the Rocky statue in Philly made to look like a wrestling figure.
It was The Rock.
It was The Rock. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
And I was like, man, what is like wow, that's, you guys did a really good job with that. He's like, oh, would you want to buy that? Like, oh, I thought he meant like in the, from the case.
So did I.
He's like, no, like as a, I was like, as a consumer, he's like, yeah. I was like, no, nah, I don't think people would buy that. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's cool for like, if he did it as a WrestleMania exclusive or something, like mm-hmm. they're live and do it themed every single year, like next year for Minnesota, you do, I don't know, nothing special about Minnesota, but anyway, we got a Python Power Hulk Hogan base main event, not basics anymore.
That's right.
Rhea Ripley, which looks way too skinny for some reason. Got Cody Rhodes in his like workout gear, a hooded like sleeveless hoodie. So that's cool. We got another Kane with a double arms.
I think that's Dom.
Dom, she's my mommy shirt on or something. You got Seth Rollins, a bunch of main event figures. Finally getting a Hogan figure. That's good. more go to those there. More legends here. This is a Jim the Anvil Neidhart from the Hart Foundation line. We'll transfer into a Who figure, which I don't even remember that. What year was that? Like 90? 91 maybe?
It might be New Gen, bro.
No.
No.
I think it is.
No, it's not. No. Look it up, please. Scroll back here. So that'll be a 2-in-1 figure, so that's cool. Go to the left, Tom. We also had a Kurt Angle.
I don't know why. Oh my god, it was. It was 96.
96?
Sorry, dude. I was looking that up.
Oh, now I need to. Well, I guess I just need one of those because I can. I don't need the Hart Foundation.
High energy Jim Anvil Neidhart is New Gen 2, I think.
No, that's not new. Dude, your years are all fucked up, bro. What are you doing?
94, 93?
I have a new Gen because when he was with Owen, when he helped Owen against Brett, that was New Gen.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Why are we not getting any bald Kurt Angles? What's up with all the hair Kurt Angles?
We got a bunch of bald ones in his first before he signed, before he left and then re-signed.
But we didn't get any from like his Attitude Era time, I don't feel like.
He wasn't bald in the Attitude Era. He was bald and ruthless, wasn't he?
We're splitting hairs here, no pun intended. How we're having fun. This is a Legends Kurt Angle with It's Time shirt. I think we had, what else is in this line? A Hulk
it's
Hogan.
It's true.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I'm tired. This Hulk Hogan is like my childhood Hulk Hogan with the red bandana this. And the Hulk Hogan American flag shirt. It's like WrestleMania 7, eight? Maybe 8. The Farouk, I don't know if that's the Chase or what that is. A Farouk, Nation of Domination.
Yeah, I don't know why there's two of them in this picture because they look very similar.
It must be a Chase. The one on the left is weird. Why is it like a purple?
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought it was like a red and green and yellow, but interesting. So yeah, I guess I need that that Jim the Anvil one. So another pickup for me. Go to that. That one right there. That is the Monday Night Wars, which sounds like they are really building this line out, kind of similar to the Legends with Target. This will be a Walmart exclusive. We get a Diamond Dallas Page with the diamond cutter hands. Also comes with an alternate with the ribs taped up, with the yellow, the kind of like light blue jeans. We got a kind of sassy Commissioner Shawn Michaels with the suit and the little cowboy hat on. It was cute. We got the Daisy Dukes, Stone Cold Steve Austin with the Terminator style like T-shirt. That's pretty cool. Corporation Big Boss Man. We got a Rap is Crap Kurt Hennig from WCW, which will be an awesome pickup. And a Vincent. I think he's a Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, I think
Vincent's
that's true.
A Build-A-Figure. So another Build-A-Figure for Virgil. Rest in peace. You got the pictures of the Ultimate Edition there. Jey Uso. Oh, no, that's an Elite.
Yeah.
You don't need to show the pictures. Rock. Let me just run through these Elites here.
Go for it.
Move on. There is a Defining Moments 4-pack up for pre-order right now. The Pipe Bomb CM Punk, LA Knight, Inferno Match Kane, and RVD. Elite 110 is going to be a Bruno Sammartino. Pete Dunne is the Chase, Roman Reigns, Rhea Ripley, and the boys from Pretty Deadly. Elite 111 ECW Sandman, he's the Chase. Tony D'Angelo from NXT. Finn Balor, Cody Rhodes, Ricochet, and Trish Stratus. God, man, this is almost too much.
There's a lot.
Elite 112, Becky Lynch, she's the Chase. JD McDonagh, Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, which was supposed to be in the Ultimate Deletion or whatever that two-pack was called with Matt Hardy. Xavier Woods, and then Channing Stacks Lorenzo will be in 112. 113 will be Carlito. He's the Chase. Tiffy Time, Elite 113. And then Elite 114 is the final boss, Rock, Yeet. Yeet, Jey Uso, and R-Truth. So much stuff here. Chad, give me your top 20 of all those. What do you think? No. Give me one or two that are like when you saw them, they're I must purchase this.
Well, number one, Superstars. I'm all in on the Superstar, so that's a must. I need that Bray from the Lights Out match. But that Gray Muda is like end all be all. That's that is a must. If they nail the miss, then I'm in. But you know, with Ultimates being the completest, yeah, I'm not too happy with the LA Knight. I think it's too early. Then you have him in the defining moment set. But overall, like Gray Muda is probably the top of me.
Cool. Yeah, I'm with you on a lot of those. I think I'm really glad I didn't jump on the Superstars line at first because they are super fun. They look great all displayed together. They're awesome. I love that Great Muda. I love all these. I gotta order that pipe bomb CM Punk. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting. I missed it, and I think it's on back order unless you get the full set on Ringside. But you can use code FIGK for 10% off. I love the Legends. I love all the Ultimates. There wasn't anything that really blew me away besides that Great Muda, but a lot of good stuff here. I like the From the Vault stuff because a lot of people have been asking for a lot of those to come back. I don't know, just a lot of cool shit, man. I think Mattel is setting themselves up really well, and a lot of stuff to look forward to. And this isn't even including any of the. Oh, we didn't even talk about the SmackDown 4-pack that they put up for pre-order. That was what, Booker T, Stone Cold, John Cena, and Eddie was the four.
Yep.
So and that was looked like the SmackDown set. So that'll come to Target this summer or fall. So a lot of stuff, Nick. Give me a couple of things that we saw there that you're like, I need to buy this like as soon as it comes out.
Every Ultimate, Pipe on Punk for sure.
Yep. That's a must get.
I think I want to do all the Judgment Day, but it seems like they're all going to end up getting Ultimates. Like yeah. I was like, oh, I got to go back and grab that Finn. You got Damian, you got Dom. Obviously a new Rhea, but Rhea has to be the next female. I know they didn't announce it, but she has to be the next female coming out.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's been a while. When's the last female we had?
But I'm going to keep chipping away at the Superstars too.
Bianca, yeah. Yeah, the Superstars look great. I think the retros are – I've really taken a backseat to those, obviously, and the Superstars line. Tom?
Quick question because Chad just said Bianca. When you guys are going to these Walmarts, are you finding like a random – you know, they put out Bianca, Bobby, and Kurt, and it's like I'll go to one store, it'll be only Kurt's left. Another store, only Bobby. Another store, only Bianca. Like,
It's Undertaker. One Walmart I went to have eight of them, just eight Undertakers.
Yeah, and then one I went to has no takers, just Roman. So it's a very odd.
I don't see a single Ultimate at any of my.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Really?
None. Yeah. I still haven't seen Brock and RVD. Somebody had to find those for me. I still haven't seen the.
You need an extra set?
No. The Brett and the.
I'll call
the Piper.
I'll check with Nash.
Yeah, y'all. You don't ask him. He'll don't also. PSA, don't get your son into autograph figures because now
he has
a whole display in his room. He has four autograph figures already. He's freaking nine.
Me and my best friend Nash, we're going to meet Andrade.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. As long as you give him your phone and let him play games on it, he'll be happy. Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think there's There's a lot to like here. I think the CM Punk. We didn't talk about that. There's three CM Punk basics coming out, or main event figures. Those will probably be the first ones that hit, as far as like getting stores or on ringside. I mean, they're gonna. It sounds like the CM Punk stuff, as far as what Steve said, is gonna be on the level of Cena, Cody. They're gonna pump them out.
I'm like selling hardcore. Everybody out there right now with a Straight Edge Society Punk.
Sell it now.
Fucking sell it right now, because yes, that is absolutely going to be in the vault in 3 or 4.
100%. Yeah, yeah. That's a $200 figure? How much is that?
$500, $600 at one point, right? Figure. When he came back, right?
Yeah.
Sebastian tried to hook me up with a deal for $550. I was like, dude, I have a daughter being born in a week, so I'm not going to spend that on a CM Punk.
God. Yeah. Nothing is safe now as far as reprints.
Nope.
Which kind of sucks, but it's also kind of cool if there's something that you
unless they're not signed. Yeah. Unless they're not signed, it's your only chance.
So. Well, yeah. Yeah.
No Steiners. We didn't see any Steiner brothers.
People were bummed about that. I want to ask when we have Steve on the show after the smoke clears from WrestleMania, what's going on there? I don't know if he can give us a straight answer. Guys. Yeah, because they haven't done anything with him. We had the Elite Rick and we had the Elite Scott. Those weren't that long ago, so I mean, it sounds like they can do something,
right?
But we should have seen some Steiner brothers. Imagine some superstars figures of those guys. Holy shit, those would be awesome in the Michigan gear. God damn. Yeah, that was the one thing we were missing. I still don't think we've gotten a definitive Undertaker as far as an Ultimate Edition. So we'll see if that comes up, but. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff coming out from Mattel. Be sure to check with us each and every week here on the pod. We'll keep you updated on when stuff's coming out. And that's about it, guys. There is a huge Whatnot Con going on this weekend. Today is, what, the 10th or 11th? All weekend long, we got our buddies from the Major Pod that are jumping on there. Our buddy Fig Hio, Kyle Peterson, My Damn Toys, Brody King, and Danhausen from the ECW fame are going to be
guys,
on there.
If you don't even watch, if you don't buy anything from Brody and Danhausen, just watch their stream.
Yeah,
watch the money to be made.
I think the three of us need to jump on. Can we just? I already have the Fig Cave Whatnot. Can we start selling on there? Would you guys be down?
Absolutely.
Do you have stuff to sell?
Like selling from the different sites screws it up. I think that's why Matt and Brian split their feed. But we'd have to figure something out.
Well, what do you mean? Like, not at the same time. Like, if I did one week and you did the other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not at the same time. Or just whenever we want to go live on there, we can just use the same account so we can build up a following, because I have stuff that I want to get rid of, and I'm sure you do too. So, plus, it's just fun to get on there and, like, treat it like a live Q&A, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Chad, thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate you coming out. We appreciate you being a member of the Fig Cave fam. Oh geez, who dat?
God has a really cool box of toilet paper. That's cool.
No, I don't mind the Saints. The Saints were always fun to watch, man. You guys are going through a little identity crisis right now. You need a quarterback, I'm sure, right? Who's your quarterback right now?
Derek Carr.
Still okay.
And the backup is Nathan Peterman.
Oh God, he's not backing anything up. That guy. Shit.
Well, we'll screw it up in the draft, so.
What pick do you have?
14.
Okay. Well, we should be able to get – how about Michael Penix or whatever that guy's name is from Washington State? He'd be great.
No, right now we're looking at an offensive tackle, either from the guy from Penn State or from Oregon.
Oh, Oregon God. State.
Yeah, we are – Ramchick has some type of knee issue, and we're not sure he's going to play football again. So.
Oh, jeez. Well – at least you have beignets, so that's good. Those are delicious.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Chad, for joining us. We appreciate you. We appreciate everybody listening. We get some nice words from people in the crowd at WrestleCon, people that recognized us and came out to our tailgate. We'll talk about
recognize that. Recognize that sexy time. Paradise voice.
Yeah, two. We didn't talk. Who are what are those guys' names? The two guys from England that heard your voice, Tom.
I was gonna save it for the next episode.
We'll bring it up on there too. Just give those guys a shout out, because
Luca and Brandon from London, England, heard me talking to Phil on the phone at WrestleCon, trying to find his ass. And they stopped me and they said, your voice sounds very familiar. Are you from the Fig Cave? Wow. Are you Tommy from the Fig Cave? And I said, yeah, how do you know that? I thought it was the guys from the 3 Points of Articulation podcast, because they're actually in our Patreon and stuff. And they're like, no, they were just two random dudes that listen to you guys every week.
Awesome. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that made my head real big walking through the rest of that cons. But no, seriously, thank you guys for listening and paying attention to the guy on the phone next to you, because that was one of the coolest parts of the weekend for me.
Yeah, for sure.
For us,
yeah. All right, well, we will let's stop here and say goodbye. We'll be back to you guys and let you know how WrestleCon, WWE World, and everything was on our WrestleMania weekend. Stay classy, Marks.
Wash your hands.